is Matthew Wayne Selznick. And this is Sonatotum, episode 65. Hello, my friends. On every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. I like to start out each episode with a little update on my own creative endeavors, progress, challenges met, defeats, discoveries, victories, the whole shebang. Yeah, so it's been, 2 weeks, as promised, since the previous episode on December 17th. Well, it was recorded on December 17th and released on December 20th. Took a couple of weeks off from the show to tidy up the end of the year, especially in my creative services business. I make a living helping authors and podcasters and other creators bring their creative endeavors to fruition, to market, and to an audience through a variety of services. Some years, it's kind of quiet. This year, it was not. Lots to do, lots to keep me busy, which I'm grateful for. And, you know, so a few things to get off the plate for 2022, and frankly, to invoice for 2022. And so that was a big part of the last 14 days or so. And of course, the distractions of the holidays themselves. Still have one more to go. New Year's Eve. Yeah, ready to move into the next year. In terms of my creative progress in the last 2 weeks or so, well, I'm recording this on December 30th. It's 1:39 in the afternoon. And after I'm done here, I'm going to be working on some things, mostly, to be honest, mostly thinking about not just my creative works, but how I've been marketing, how I've been selling things, what I've been doing to promote and get my works into the hands of the people who would most appreciate them. It's time to do a little self-assessment that will undoubtedly lead to some changes and some cleanup. More on that probably in a future episode in the last 2 weeks. In addition to some of that planning and thinking, I got another Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights out into the world, the free serial that I offer my mailing list subscribers, an installment a week directly to their email inbox. And of course, to my member patrons who can read all 81 installments to date automatically and whenever they like on the website, mattselznick.com. If you would like to receive weekly installments of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started, that is in the same story world as my most popular novels, Brave Men Run and Pilgrimage, and a few of my short stories and collections. You can go to mattselznick.com. Just click on the free fiction menu item, get yourself signed up. If you are a patron, a multiversalist for $5 a month, then among other things, you have access to every installment all at once, rather than having to wait week to week to get new ones. But hey, it costs you nothing to subscribe to receive Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, starting with installment number one, well over a year and counting of free fiction directly in your inbox. Just go to mattselznick.com. And as I said, click on the free fiction button, menu item, linky thing. Anyway, that was quite the aside, but hey, I'm a professional creator, so you're going to have to expect me to pimp my wares now and again. And shit, this is a free thing I'm talking about. So anyway, there's that. It's been a busy 2 weeks. And last time we spoke, I was, whatever, the end of the year. It's just a thing. But I'm feeling optimistic at the moment about the coming year and what's going to happen and what could happen. And ending up having a very busy 2 weeks professionally, I think certainly helped to to bring my spirits up. So there we go. That's what's happened in my world since the last time I spoke into this microphone to you, which was on December 17th. You're hearing this installment on January 3rd, 2023. So, hey, Happy New Year to you. Now, let us talk a bit about what you can expect in the coming year with Sonatotum. A couple of things. First of all, right away, I mentioned my Multiversalist member patrons, and you're going to hear more about that at the end of the episode. I hope you'll stick around for that. But I wanted to just give a shout out to my current patrons, Chuck Anderson, Amelia Bowen, J.C. Hutchins, and Ted Leonhart. Thank you, folks, for your continued and, in some cases, very, very long time support. I very much appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are around for the ride. And huzzah! So, what's coming with Sonatotum? The mission of Sonatotum, as has been mentioned, is making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. So I am going to embark on a rotating focus episode to episode. An episode will be about making stuff, mostly writing, and then the next episode will be about finding success as we each define it. And we can talk about production and marketing and things like that. All the stuff that isn't exactly the art, but is more the getting the art into the hands of the people who will appreciate it. And then the week after that, we'll spend an episode on staying healthy and sane in our creative endeavors. In all of these rotating episodes, I will be drawing both on my own experience and on things I've learned over the years, or even over the last few weeks or that day, and also just things that might be working for you. The idea will be that the show will have, you know, more of a directed focus. I realize, and it's intentional, that Sonatotum is sort of kind of a personal journal podcast, but I want to make sure that there's value from week to week for you, and that I'm not descending into ranting or complaining or, you know, making it so personal that there's not something that you can chew on and take with you into your creative life. The other thing is that one of the goals with the Multiversalists member community is that when we reach 30 patrons at $5 a month, that I will start releasing interviews with creators at various stages of their creative journey. Longtime listeners will know that I think the phrase creative journey is just kind of silly and cliched, and it makes me laugh. Anyway, when we hit 30 patrons, every other episode will feature an interview with some author or other creator on the subjects of making stuff, finding success as they define it, and how they stay healthy and sane in the process. My intention is that these will be interviews that are kind of evergreen. I don't mind author guests, creator guests, promoting whatever it is they might be doing, but the main emphasis will be on information from their personal experience, their professional experience, that listeners can draw from whenever they hear it. So it's not going to be one of those interview shows where a guest is on there just to talk about or pimp their latest work. I want it to be long-lasting value for you, the listener. So I am going to start getting interviews in the can in the anticipation that, you know, we will hit that 30 patron mark before too long. And when that happens, I want to be ready. I want to be able to launch out those interviews as soon as possible. So that's coming up. And by the way, I should mention, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that if you are an author, especially, but really any sort of independent creator, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you would like to be an interview guest on Sonatotum, send me an email at matt@mattselznick.com with the subject line, "I'd like to be on Sonatotum." and I'll get back to you and we'll set it up. I'm also going to be reaching out to some folks that I know and folks that I don't really even know, but I am colleagues with or followers of, or they're followers of me. And we're going to get some of these interviews in the can. And so it is my hope that later in 2023, those will start appearing again, as soon as we reach 30 patrons in the Multiversalists member community. So those are the things that are coming up in 2023 with Sonatotum. A tighter focus on providing value for you by having a rotating focus on the main mission of the show. Making stuff, then next week finding success, then the week after that staying healthy and sane while you're doing all those things, and then the week after that back to making stuff, the week after that back to blah. You see what I'm saying? So finally, and this kind of rotates back to the what I have done in the last 2 weeks since we last spoke. I've done a little bit with the podcast so that things can work a little more smoothly, so that it doesn't take quite as much time each week. I spend anywhere from 5 to 8 hours creating each episode of Sonatotum. So I've pre-recorded some things, and if you've been a listener for a while, you noticed that the intro is pre-recorded. And toward the end of the show, you're going to hear a pre-recorded segment that covers, well, you'll see. I have done this for the next 52 episodes, so there's a commitment for you. I'm not going anywhere in 2023. Hey, if you've enjoyed this or any other episode of Sonatotum, I've got 3 things that I would love for you to do for me to help show your support for the show. The first thing is, if you haven't already, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, please subscribe for free to Sonatotum. Just click that subscribe button for Sonatotum wherever it is that you might have heard this episode, wherever it is you get your podcasts. Next, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, I hope you'll take just a moment to rate and review Sonatotum. Tell the world why you enjoy the show and why other people should listen to it and subscribe for free. And finally, if you'd like to go the extra mile, you have the will and the means, I hope you'll consider becoming a patron of Sonatotum and my other creative endeavors. For just $5 a month, not only will you be a member of the Multiversalists community of writers and readers and creators, you will receive all kinds of special access, perks, and exclusive content, not least of which is the uncut, unproduced edition of every episode of Sonatotum. Just go to mattselznick.com/b-a-patron or visit patreon.com/mattselznick and pledge just $5 a month to support the show through your patronage. That's it. If you can do 1 or 2 or all 3 of those things, you'll be really helping the show and helping me reach more people with the Sonatotum mission of making stuff, finding success, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Thanks. Friends, happy, happy, happy new year to you. I wish for you a fruitful and productive and prolific 2023 in your creative endeavors. And I look forward to hanging out with you here in the listener community of Sonatotum. If you have anything you'd like to comment on about this episode or any episode, you can certainly do so. The show notes for this episode, episode 65, are there at mattselznick.com. Just click on the podcast's menu item and you will see episode 65 right there. You can leave your comment there, or you can email me at matt@mattselznick.com and let me know what you thought of the show, what you think of what's coming with the show. You can also record a voice message, maybe on your phone, and email that to me, to matt@mattselznick.com, and I will play that on a future episode, and we'll have a little time-shifted conversation there about it. All right. I feel good. How do you feel? You feeling good? I think I'm going to go make something now. I'm going to get out of the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media and into this rainy, dreary day and find a place to roost for a few hours and see what happens. I hope you can do the same, and I hope you have a great week to come. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.